This week on episode 30 of Two Guys Being Animals, the guys are a seahorse and a Dumbo octopus. Now, here are Two Guys Being Animals.
Two guys being animals. Two guys being animals. We're a couple of guys. A couple of two. We're not telling lies. We're telling the truth. Two guys being animals.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hello. Welcome to episode number 30 of Two Guys Being Animals.
This week... did I cut you off there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, go on.
This week I'm a seahorse.
And I'm a Dumbo octopus. Okay, yeah, so this week on Two Guys Being Animals, I'm going to be telling you about some incredible Twitter news.
What?
As well as a story of a porridge champion and some audio illusions.
Audio illusions?
Yeah, you heard me.
I'm going to be telling you about a rocket launcher. Why you should not moon trains.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That story was also submitted to us, actually, by the cook at my work.
Oh, no way.
Justin, yeah, he submitted that.
I didn't even see that.
I just got it.
On my own accord.
Yeah.
And also some weed.
Oh, weed, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Those are what my topics are
I like
today.
It.
Hey, can I give some advice to people who ride the bus?
Of course.
Right off the bat.
We love advice.
I have three little tips for people who are on the bus on a regular basis. First tip, the section of the bus up the stairs is not dangerous in any way. You will not hurt yourself if you go up there. Especially, you probably have more of a chance of hurting yourself if you stay cramped like a sardine in the bottom part.
Agreed.
Go up the stairs. Second of all, if you're not the first person off the bus, you're still going to make it off the bus. There's no one person per stop policy.
Yeah, people do get a little freaked.
Yeah. And lastly, the seats are for more than giving up to elderly people. You can actually get a lot more room on the bus if everybody sits in the seats that are provided.
Again, you are correct.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Well, thanks.
So people are aware of it.
Yeah, so have a little courtesy on the bus, folks.
Yeah, oh, God.
Come on.
I can't get over these people.
Come on,
why
guys.
Are they all just crammed into the front there? Yeah. Why can't they see that there's so much room in the back?
Mm-hmm.
It bugs me every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just yell at them like an aggressor.
So episode 30, hey?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks. Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
Next week is our big Windows 7 bash.
No way.
Windows 7 Party of Heaven.
I hear you got a nice pleasure kit.
I got a pleasure kit in the mail. Yeah. They gave me all sorts of stuff.
Nice.
And we're ready to go. There's the box right there. That blue box.
Oh, that's the box,
yeah,
eh?
That's the box.
Looks good.
One of the things that they sent me, this has been played on a lot of shows before, but it's freaking hilarious, and I'm gonna play a couple clips from it because it's just too good to pass up. Basically, they got some actors together to do a video on basically how to have a Windows 7 party.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna play the listeners a little bit of that, just so you can see what you can possibly expect next week at our party.
Welcome to the party. The four of us, along with Host Worldwide and you, are launching Windows 7 Ultimate Software. So, you know what? Let's take a minute or so to tell you about how great it is to host a launch party. You can use House Party tools to build your guest list, upload your pictures, which is his favorite, and you can even get a party pack. Though you're in your own home, you'll be able to participate with others in this exciting event around the world.
In a lot of ways, you're just throwing a party with Windows 7 as an honored guest. Sounds easy, and it is. But we thought you'd probably like to know what to do to get ready and how some hosts want their party to flow.
Well, now, the four of us got to have our parties a little ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, try everything out. So we thought we'd be able to tell you some of the tips that help make our parties really fun.
Yeah. Now, of course, the first thing you want to do is install Windows 7.
Duh.
Make sure you do that a couple days in advance of the party.
Call customer service if you have any questions.
Exactly.
Gotta play with Windows 7 before the party.
Second, look at the activities you and your guests can try at your party.
Okay, that's probably all we need of that.
So that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, and the video is funny too because they've got like they've got an old woman, and then they have a young blonde, and then they have a black man, and then they have a nerdy guy. So they've got, you know, a lot of the demographics
and,
covered.
And I think
least.
This is going to be the typical party scenario for the Windows 7 launch. Yeah.
And then let me just play a little bit of this one. There's a remix of the video I just played us.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
Hey, welcome to the party. So, you know what? Let's take a minute or so to tell you about how great it is to...
Well, now, the four of us got to have our parties a little ahead of schedule. You know, try everything out. So we thought we'd be able to tell you some of the tips that help make our parties really fun.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the first thing you want to do is... Yeah, make sure you do that a couple days in advance of the party. You gotta play with before the party.
Second, look at the activities you and your guests can try at your party and choose the ones that seem to you to be the most fun.
There's a video of each activity from one of our parties, and we have tried them all, right?
You just look at them all and decide which one seems to be the most fun for your guests.
Right.
And some of the host notes, they list bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But you may want to... them, but you have to make sure that you have the right devices.
Right. Now, after my overview, I went straight to...
Oh, you went straight to... Oh, well, I let everybody fool around with... And then we started an activity maybe 30 minutes later.
In any event, we each did an... or two.
I did three.
Excuse me.
That's great. <Wow. laughs>
Some activities have modest setup. You know, they require certain things for you to have at the house.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. None of the setup is too hard, right?
Right.
You need to make sure that you're ready to go when your guests arrive, right. And there are bonus in some cases. And you want to go deeper, perhaps, into it, and you have to have the equipment to do that. This thing is to be totally creative with the party and the...
Yeah, so that's probably enough of that. But
wow.
Yeah, it's a ridiculously bad ad campaign they're doing. It's not actually Microsoft that made those. It's the party website.
The party planning
on, but
people.
It's just god-awful.
A lot of people have said that all around the net, and it's like they got to do something better about this. Like they have to, you know, have some control over their advertisement because this is half of where they're going wrong with their company.
Yeah.
That's why people mock them so much.
Pretty much.
Terrible, but that's funny. Whoever did that is
yeah, it's
funny
good stuff.
Person.
So this week I'm a Dumbo octopus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not just an octopus, I'm a Dumbo octopus. I am, let's see here. Well, our real name is Rhimpothuthis, but also known as Dumbo octopus. And that's because of our ear-like fins protruding from the top of our heads and resembles the ears of Walt Disney's flying elephant.
Really?
Yes.
That's
we live at extreme
crazy.
Depths, 3,000 to 4,000 meters. And we're some of the rarest species. We can flush the transparent layer of our skin at will. Pretty cool.
There's a transparent layer
yes.
of your skin.
Oh, you gotta see us. Look us up.
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what else do we do? We move by pulsing our arms, shooting water through our funnel, or by waving our ear-like fins.
Of course, your funnel.
Yeah. And that's about it.
Huh.
That's me.
Well, I am a seahorse, also known as hippocampus.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I, as most people know this fact, but seahorses, the birthing rights are kind of switched around.
Oh, right, yeah.
The males carry the babies
mm-hmm.
until birth, which can be as many as 1 to 200
Woo-hoo.
At a time.
It's a lot of babes.
But as few as 5.
Okay.
So, but check this out. Courtship. What we do for courtship is we court for several days,
mm-hmm.
Even while others try and interfere, so it's not unlike humans, I guess. During this time, we swim side by side, and we change colors, swim side by side, holding tails.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, where we grip the same strand of grass with our tails and then whirl in unison around... the blade of grass.
Hmm. Nice.
So
I like
you can
it.
Picture that.
Oh, I can
a
picture it already.
Seahorses spinning around.
That's
grass.
Very nice. A very nice thought.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, welcome, Mr. Seahorse.
Thank you.
Here, let me tell you something.
What?
It's a little try it at home.
Okay.
While sitting at your desk or on your couch,
okay,
lift your right foot off the floor and make clockwise circles. While you're doing this, draw the number 6 in the air with your right hand. Your foot will change direction and there's nothing you can do about it.
Jesus. What the hell?
The brain. The brain.
Clockwise circles. Number 6.
What?
It's tricky.
Why can't I do it?
It's tricky. It's one of those things.
Have you been able to do
it? No. Apparently there's a possibility of doing it, but I have not been able to do it.
Well, I've only tried it twice now.
Maybe I just thought I'd share that with the listeners.
Maybe I have to master it.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, so we're drinking tonight.
I think I just did it, sort of. It was shaky.
Okay.
But I kind of did it.
Good.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Thanks for that, though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's blowing
I got
mind.
More tricks up my sleeve for this episode.
We are drinking, though. Tell us what they're drinking, or what we are.
We are drinking.
And they should be.
They are drinking. We are drinking a horse's neck.
Literally.
Yeah.
We just chopped up a horse.
Two of them. We each have our own horse's neck.
Yeah, stuck a straw in the neck and started drinking.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it consists of, let's see here. If you want to make this at home, you get a glass, put some ice in it. Then you need a nice lemon twist. Just the lemon rind is all you need.
Yeah.
And then 2 ounces of brandy, a couple drops of bitters, Angostura bitters, as we used last week and in previous weeks. And then you fill her up with ginger ale.
It's good. What do you think?
It is good. I like it.
I like it, too.
Tastes like something a grandparent might drink.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I could see that. It almost tastes like something like some kind of a tea thing, but I guess that must be the brandy in there.
Mm, yeah.
Brandy's a pretty grandparent.
Yeah, it's very like floral.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's good, though.
I like this. I like this a lot, yeah.
The ginger ale kind of cuts down the harshness of the brandy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a little more
easily
accessible.
Yeah, very accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. So try it out, folks.
Yeah, horse's neck.
A horse's neck.
Not a very pleasant name for a very pleasant drink.
That's correct. So, might you tell us why we might be drinking at my residence rather than out in the streets tonight?
Oh, yeah.
This is why we drink at home.
Drunk dad and son rob home and son passes out.
All this family drinking.
Yeah, so this is a good story. I'm just going to read through the whole thing here. Officials say a drunk father and son burglarized the home and were caught after the son was found passed out under the invalid homeowner's bed. Invaded, sorry. It says invalid, but I'm assuming they meant invaded homeowner's bed.
It could be an invalid homeowner
who's
unable to walk.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Regardless, go on.
DeKalb County Sheriff Jimmy Harris said Wednesday that a 37-year-old man and his 19-year-old son were arrested Sunday. Harris broke into the home around 2 a.m. Sunday and took car keys, medication, and about $200 in cash and $100 worth of jewelry. Hmm. They were about to leave when one of the residents woke up and they hid. The father sneaked out, but Harris said the son apparently passed out in his hiding place under the homeowner's bed.
Oh, geez.
The homeowner's wife found him around dawn and called the neighbor and police. The neighbor turned out to be the son's grandfather, and he turned the young man over to police.
Oh, man. Way to go.
Yeah. So, tried to break in, hid, just passed out because he was too drunk.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then, you know, just to add insult to injury, when they called the neighbor, it was his grandfather.
Right. Okay, and if that wasn't enough of a reason to drink at home, let me give you one more.
Oh, you have another one,
then. Yeah, I got another one. Just in case you weren't convinced that it's a good idea to stay home with your friends and drink rather than out in the streets.
I'm not quite convinced
okay,
yet.
Okay, well, let me see if this helps. Police in the Kansas college town of Lawrence say they have arrested a 21-year-old man. I wonder why.
Hmm. Good question.
Well, he was out at a bar, and he was intoxicated.
Yeah.
And he believed he had no other way to get home than to steal an ambulance.
Oh, well, obviously.
He must be drunk if he feels that he has no other way to get home.
That's the only way to
possible
get home.
Way.
Couldn't walk, couldn't call a cab.
So
he stealing ambulance.
He led police on a brief low-speed chase And he was then arrested on charges of theft. As well as
of
driving
an ambulance. Interview.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just, you know, just a simple story, folks.
That's something else.
If he was drinking at home, it would never have happened.
Nope. Nope.
Guaranteed.
Like we are.
Guaranteed. Speaking of good stuff. Speaking of cool stuff. Speaking of stuff.
Well, stuff. We were speaking of things.
Last week, I mentioned that I cried myself to sleep sometimes from our lack of voicemails.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so we got some.
It was very upsetting.
Yeah. Well, I was upset.
I can imagine.
We got a couple.
Nice.
We got a couple. You want to hear one?
Yes. I was just going to ask, actually, if I could hear
one. Hey, guys. This is Nick the Human. I'm just calling you guys on a pity call, since nobody's calling you guys. I'd send some pity your way. So, pity on.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. And he wasn't done there either.
Pity call.
He, shortly after that, actually I was sleeping. This was fairly early. I think he's in a different time zone.
Yeah.
I was sleeping and my phone started ringing and I didn't recognize the number. I didn't particularly want to answer it anyways.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But
you must have expected that.
Yeah.
Ian, this is Nick, the human. Just leaving you a message. Once again, leaving you a message for some pity because nobody's telling you guys. I do love your show. You know, the world today is busy, busy, and everybody is busy. But I love your show, and it brings a smile to my heart. My heart is smiling. Bye. If you want to call me back sometime, if you're ever coming into North Carolina, yeah, you got a sweet place to stay out in the country. All right, you have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Nick.
Awesome.
What a listener.
Send a message.
Above,
to replay this message,
oops.
Press...
Oh, there's your little voicemail lady.
Above and beyond the Call of Duty, Mr. Nick Caballero, as
yeah.
always.
Two calls.
He's always sending us in stories, calling us. Yeah, two calls.
One of them to your own voicemail.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
pretty
crazy.
Cool. Pretty cool, hey?
Yeah. Awesome.
Pretty darn cool.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, thanks so much. Seriously.
That's great. Pity calls.
We'll take what we can get, honestly.
Yeah, at this point, really. I mean, it's not much else going for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're sad and desperate.
We sure are. We sure are.
Cool. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I got a treat for your eyes, the image of the week.
Actually, let's start with mine, because mine is scary and yours is funny.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is a picture. This is actually similar to one that you had a few weeks ago. It was of some synchronized swimmers.
All right, yeah.
And they all had some crazy looks.
Yeah.
This is another swimmer. She's just emerging from the waters.
Oh, man.
And she may or may not be a demon.
Okay.
Take a look.
Oh, man. What?
Look at her. She's just terrifying.
What?
She's just she looks like Satan.
What the hell is wrong with her face?
Well, her hair is pulled back. That's wet. And I guess she's gasping for breath. And just, oh, man. She looks so intense.
She like got possessed under the water.
Like, she could be in a horror movie.
Holy shit,
no
for
problem.
Sure. Especially if this was just, like, suddenly bursting out of the water.
Bah! Oh,
watch out
man.
For me.
Okay, give me yours.
Okay,
let's cheer things up a bit here.
Let's take a look here. What do we got here?
Oh, my goodness. That doesn't make any sense
at
all.
What do you think of that?
I think it's... Okay, this is a picture of a road sign, perhaps on a highway. There's some foliage behind it. And what we have is a picture of an elephant.
Yeah.
And then it says slow down, deer crossing.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a lot of sense
at
all.
Why would it show an elephant if they have deer crossing?
That's a very good question.
I don't think deer and elephant even inhabit the same areas.
No, I don't think so either.
The world. Why would...
They kind of screwed up there.
Yeah, they put the wrong picture, clearly.
Sheesh.
Go back to the clip art folder, buddy.
Man, oh man, you guys.
Gosh.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad we had a couple images this week. So yeah, let me just tell you a little story.
Okay.
Speaking of the power of the internets.
Right.
I was just yesterday, I was just doing some household chores at my house. And
makes
I was
sense.
Listening. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I was listening to CBC Radio 1 in the background.
Right.
And I was on the coast with Stephen something. Stephen Quinn.
Sure.
And they're just talking. They had a guy on him talking about guitar effects, pedals and stuff. And then, you know, they play music. They played a song. And I really wasn't listening, but then a lyric in this song caught my eye because he talked about meeting someone at the Biltmore.
The Biltmore of all places.
Yeah.
That used to be our old watering hole until it went all
exactly.
hip and cool.
Exactly.
Now you can't get in without paying $15.
Yeah. So anyways, I was like, this is a nice song. This is a good song. You know, it's obviously a local Vancouver band because they're talking about meeting at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty up my alley. And so I listened to the end of the song. And then they announced who it was. And
it was a
new band called the Zolas. They feature members from another Vancouver band called Said the Whale, who was just recently on the cover of the Georgia Strait this week. And anyways, I found the dude, one of the dudes, there's only two dudes, I found the dude on Facebook and sent him a message asking if I could play their music on the show.
Nice.
And within like an hour, they had replied.
Nice.
And he was stoked.
Stewed.
He was totally stoked.
Stewed.
He was stoked about
being
played on CBC because he didn't know. He was really into it. He sent me higher quality versions than on the MySpace. Wow. And the rest is history. So this is You're Too Cool by the Zolas.
Love don't live at home. Oh, no, it slithers in the wild.
Just
So there you go.
Met her at the Biltmore.
Met her at the Biltmore.
Just great like line. Where if we it, go.
If, probably if he hadn't said that line, I would have liked it, but I probably wouldn't have acted so quickly.
Yeah, yeah. But you knew it was you know, cool. It
hits close to home when you hear something that you're familiar with like yeah. that. It makes you relate to it better.
Absolutely.
Instantly.
It does. No, it's a good thing. And songs can be like the exact same song, but as soon as you have something about them to recognize or something about them to apply to yourself,
yeah.
especially in that sort of way, then it becomes so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird because is it the music that's doing it or is it the reference?
Yeah. That must mean it's time for What's Happening
in the World This Week.
All right. This week on What's Happening in the World This Week. Where do we even start? Honestly.
Well, I can tell you.
Tell me.
Pennsylvania man. No. Yeah, Pennsylvania man busted with weed stuck to his forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
Police in central Pennsylvania sailed a...
God. To his forehead?
Yeah.
Oh, say no.
Say they nabbed a real pothead.
I get it.
They said an officer spotted 29-year-old Cesar Lopez inside a convenience store with a bag of marijuana stuck to his forehead.
That's the worst way to do it.
Yeah, that's not where you're supposed to store it.
Pockets.
Pockets. In the car,
backpack.
Maybe. Yeah, backpack. Fanny pack. Oh. Investigators say Lopez had was seen peering inside his baseball cap early Saturday morning in Lebanon. That's actually the name of the place in Pennsylvania. About 75 miles northwest of Philadelphia. When Lopez looked up, the officer noticed a small plastic bag appearing to contain marijuana stuck to his forehead. Police said the officer peeled the bag off Lopez's forehead and placed him under arrest.
Oh, man.
So there you go. Don't stick pot to your forehead if you don't want to get busted.
I guess he was passed out or something and the bag just stuck to his head and then he didn't... How do you not know?
I don't know. I don't know.
How do you not know?
Oh, no, I guess like he was stashing it in his baseball cap.
Okay.
But it kind of slipped down onto his head, I guess. But it was still kind of like stuck up.
I guess the baseball cap is kind of a crafty place to stash it, but yeah. Not if it falls down onto your face. Jeez, man.
So good.
Okay, well, next we're going here to Hollywood. Going to Hollywood for this.
California.
You ever heard of Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, she was Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter, right?
She still is, actually.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that doesn't change.
She's also a teen singer.
Yeah.
And the actress, the star of the show Hannah Montana.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the pencils and erasers and things like that for him.
Oh, okay.
Notebooks.
Right. She's leaving Twitter for good.
Ouch. That hurts my Twitter self.
I think it hurts a lot of people's Twitter selves. she recorded a retro rap video called Goodbye Twitter.
Oh, no way.
Backstage.
So she really is
oh, yeah.
Like saying shit.
Big time, yeah. She recorded this backstage at the Wells Fargo Arena before her sold-out concert. And she uploaded it Friday to her YouTube channel, which she shares with her BFF, Mandy Giroux.
Well, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. It involves Cyrus and her dancers, filmed in front of the green, blue, and yellow-accented white-tiled showers, and the former Iowa Chops and Stars maple-toned cubbies.
Okay, Cyrus, I don't even know what that sentence means.
Cyrus rapped solo for most of the 1:40 video. She racked up close to 2 million followers before shutting down her Twitter account last Tuesday, a move that prompted a Miley comeback campaign on the social networking site.
So wait, she had 2 million followers? Mm-hmm. I remember it was not even that long ago that there was a big race to the first one
1 million.
To 1 million.
Kuchar.
And now even somebody like Miley Cyrus has 2 million?
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts. Twitter's out of control. Why did she leave?
Oh, good question. I'm glad you asked. One of Cyrus's last tweets implied that she quit because her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, told her to.
It's always the friggin' boyfriend.
But in a blog entry posted Saturday, she said, "He did not try to make me delete my page. He just helped me realize how much time I was wasting on that site."
Okay. So it was a little coercive then, mm-hmm. perhaps? little underminded suggestion.
Perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know who this guy is, but he's probably a celebrity.
Buddy, Sweetie Pie.
Sweetie Pie, yeah, that's what they call her.
Yeah. Well, that's what he would
call her. Oh, the boyfriend, right. Yeah.
I'm speaking as if I'm the boyfriend. Hey, I sure would see a lot more of you if you weren't on Twitter.
If you weren't always tweeting up a storm.
Maybe if you keep going on Twitter, you won't see any of me at all.
I'll be gone.
Yeah.
But the story doesn't end there. Cyrus' dad, who, as you mentioned, is the singer of the 90s hit Achy Breaky Heart.
Right, and that's Billy Ray
Cyrus. Yeah, that's about it. Encouraged his daughter to change her mind about the decision on Twitter, of course.
Really?
Yeah. And I have a quote here from him. And as I read this, please realize that he's speaking in, teen internet speak.
Right, right. And so, Billy Ray is pro-Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. And so when he says you, he's using just the letter U, etc. Yeah. He says, you can't leave everyone now. We are counting on you. He tweeted that on Thursday.
That's supposed to be convincing?
Yeah.
This sounds like it's the 14-year-old daughter or whatever.
Yeah. So there's one final quote to finish up this story from Miley herself.
Okay.
She says, I want my private life private. I'm done trying to please. I ain't living for tabloids. No, I'm living for me.
Yeah, right. You're just trying to make sure your boyfriend doesn't dump you. We got you pegged, Miley. Miley. So, why do stars always name their kids stupid things?
Yeah. Apple.
Who's named Apple?
The guy from Coldplay's daughter.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like Jennifer Aniston and that guitar player guy. What's his name again? Shit.
Jennifer Aniston has a kid?
No. But what's that? Your Body's a Wonderland?
No, oh, John Mayer.
John Mayer, yeah. She broke up with him because of too much tweeting.
Oh.
I read it in the...
Excessive
the
tweeting.
Gossip
Mag. Nice.
A while ago. Kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
So how about this one then?
Okay.
I was thinking about using this as the drink at home. I had two to decide from. And mm-hmm. this one lost, and now it's in the World This Week segment. A North Carolina man will be cited with driving under the influence after he allegedly drove through Bell Vernon in a van that was on fire.
Oh, man.
Early on Wednesday.
Oh, geez.
Southwest Regional Police reported that they and the Bell Vernon Volunteer Fire Department were called into the 100 block of Main Street for a vehicle fire. They saw the van burning, driving down Main Street.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were able to get his attention, got firefighters in, and put out the blaze, and arrested the guy for driving under the influence.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of music he was listening to.
I don't know.
AC/DC, maybe?
Yeah, totally. Or
Highway to Hell.
That's very appropriate. Highway to Hell.
Or Bruce Springsteen, I'm on Fire. It's kind of a sad song.
Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, Great Balls of Fire, yeah. Or Burning Up This Automobile by the great John Schroeder. Okay, I got another one here. So we're going to Switzerland for this. This is a real think piece. A 64-year-old woman has reported to doctors at Geneva University Hospital the presence of a pale, milky white, and translucent third arm.
What? What?
After examining the case, the woman's neurologist, Asaid Katab, of the hospital's experimental neurophysiology laboratory, called the rare phenomenon credible. The arm appeared to the woman a few days after suffering a stroke.
What?
Yeah. But this case of what is known as a supernumerary phantom limb is a genuine head-scratcher.
I'm confused.
The woman can actually use the apparitional extremity to relieve very real itches on her cheek.
What?
Although it cannot penetrate solid objects.
So she's imagining a third arm?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she can relieve itches with
it? It's that power. Her brain it's that powerful. She doesn't always perceive the arm, but retrieves it when needed.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. It's the first case known to doctors of a person being able to feel, see, and deliberately move a limb that doesn't exist.
So if she, bumped it while she was walking by, it would hurt?
Well, she only takes it out when she needs it.
Right.
It'll disappear, the power of suggestion is enough that she can scratch an itch with it.
That's fucked up. So she'll essentially never be itchy again because she doesn't need to move.
Yeah.
to satisfy the craving to scratch.
Yeah. The rest of this article gets pretty technical, but basically they did like magnetic resonance image, like they gave her an MRI and stuff, and basically tested the difference between her scratching an itch with her real arm, real hand, and with her imaginary one, and the brain stuff is the same. So it actually is, like, she believes it, and it's working.
Whoa.
Is what they proved. It goes, it's a very long article, and I'm not going to read it all, but yeah, it's kind of crazy.
That's trippy.
Yeah, they say that stuff like this does happen when you have a stroke, but never quite as real and crazy as this
strokes one. Strokes are crazy. Did you ever see that thing on TED where the woman was talking about, like, she's a neuroscientist, but she had a stroke, and she was, so she's, like, understanding everything that was happening to her as she was having a stroke, and later she did a TED talk on
it. Oh, okay. No, I didn't see it.
It was crazy. Hmm. It was a crazy thing.
Wow.
Yeah, you should check it out. I can't remember what her name is, but maybe I'll try to find it and link to it or something like that.
Anything else in the world?
Yeah, I got one more, maybe. Here's the headline for you. I have a video for this one.
Okay.
I can link to it. Tap water catches fire after natural gas drillers move in.
I like it.
Yeah. Fort Lupin, Colorado is this the location of this one. The couple's water catches fire. It didn't used to catch fire until the natural gas drillers moved in and contaminated the groundwater. The couple says that they complained to the gas company. The company says they conducted a study and found that nothing was wrong with the water.
But yeah, but that's pretty something.
Trippy. He just holds a lighter up to the faucet for like 3 seconds, and then the whole sink is just like whoosh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess that's what's happening in the world this week, folks.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
That's right.
See you again next week.
Someone's being dumb in your neighborhood. Someone's doing something that they probably shouldn't.
You're the jerk of the week. You're the jerk of the week.
You know you are a jerk.
All right, this week's jerk of the week.
Can't wait.
Let's go with this one. It's kind of harsh, actually, but hey.
Is it too harsh?
It's a bit harsh. It's not like Sudan harsh, but it's pretty harsh. Okay. It involves death.
Oh.
John Tabut, 62-year-old. John Tabut, 62 years old, living in, as you might guess, Florida. he's engaged. You know, he's an older gentleman, but
times are changing.
Yeah,
I think people are.
Yeah, as Nick said, you know, times are tough.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's engaged. Yeah. He's engaged. In fact, he's getting married tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Well, in the story, let's say okay, he's going to bed. The next morning, he is to wed his sweetheart. So what happens next? Well. Assuming his live-in partner, who he's about to marry, in bed, he wakes up and hears someone in his house.
Uh-oh.
He gets up, sees a shadowy figure down the hall, and shoots him dead!
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
So...
he killed his fiancé.
Oh,
oh, jeez. No. Jesus.
What the frick? You just, if you're living with somebody, assume that it's them.
Yeah. He assumes she was in bed for whatever reason.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Be careful, folks.
Wow. People are too trigger happy.
Yeah, just because you hear something doesn't mean it's an intruder.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hear another voicemail?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Wouldn't mind another drink as well. Getting a little thirsty, well, if you know what I mean. We'll
get to that, mister. Okay. Here's our next voicemail.
Hi, guys. It's Valerie, Holly's roommate. I'm so glad you sent her to us. And good show, and I'm impatient to meet you guys. And, here's Holly. Hey, guys. We just heard your call that you needed a couple voicemails, so I decided to give you a ring from Montreal. And tell you if you do need my financial advice services. I'm here for you anytime. I miss you guys a lot. And I'm going to go eat some dinner with my awesome roommate. So talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, there you go.
Thanks, guys. That was awesome. You might remember Holly, the second person on that call, was on our show.
Yes.
A few weeks back.
Correct.
Right before she moved to Montreal. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, and a week or two ago, you were mentioning that you were asking listeners for financial advice.
Yeah, because I'm terrible with my finances.
Some trouble with your money.
Yeah.
And terrible. So she has offered to be that financial advisor.
Yeah, thanks.
Which is a very nice gesture.
Maybe I'll take you up on that. She's pretty good with her money.
Yeah, I would say so.
She always had like a spare buck or two.
Spare buck or two. She's always got a toonie in her pocket somewhere.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So she, you know, she was pretty good with her cash.
Yeah, so maybe we could arrange a segment in the future.
Yeah.
Help Holly manages your money or something.
You know? Maybe she could call in with an occasional tip.
Exactly.
What you should do.
Uh-huh. And what you shouldn't do.
And what you should not do. What you should probably shouldn't do is go to the bar when you only have like $30 left in your bank account.
Okay, let's while we procure another beverage, let's listen to another song from the Zolas.
Okay.
This one is called The Great Collapse.
I dreamt about you the other night. We were there when people started to die. The seas rose to a terrible height, but we survived, yes, we survived.
I don't know why.
We watched the grass pry open the cracks. The birds returned, the nights went black. Yeah, we were lovers in the great
back. Thank you again to the Zolas for being so nice and allowing us to use your music on our modestly successful podcast.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay, now I wanted to bring something up here. Audio Illusions.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this lot.
I'm glad.
You said, I asked you if it was like optical illusions only for your ears, and you said yes.
Yeah, basically, that's exactly what it is.
So I'm looking forward to that.
So,
We should recommend that the listeners probably put headphones
yes.
on.
This is it's really the only way for you to really experience this. So for these next two experiments, for one, yes, you have to have headphones on, but also you need to close your eyes.
Okay.
And make sure your headphones are loud, not uncomfortably loud, but you know, give them some volume so that you're basically surrounded by sound. You
pump
don't
it up a bit.
Yeah, you don't want any outside stimuli to interact with this effect. So I'm just gonna play it. I'm gonna shake a matchbox all around your body.
Okay, I'm gonna close my eyes. Yeah, it really does. That's like I said, almost an uncomfortable feeling.
Okay, so that's enough of that one.
Because I'm expecting that there's somebody behind me
exactly.
dancing around, shaking a match.
Exactly. Now, this next one is almost more of a little dramatic play.
Oh, God.
And again, like honestly, close your eyes and...
Whoops.
You might not have realized it when you... came over to TJBA Studios tonight.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, you're getting a haircut today, mister.
Oh, God.
Oh, hello there, hello there. How are you? Yes, yes. You are here for the virtual haircut? Yes, yes, okay. I will go get Luigi. He will come and cut your hair. I am Manuel. Just stay right there. Luigi! 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 It's Manuel here. The person is here for your virtual haircut. You better come up.
Grazie, Manuel. I come right now.
Okay. He is coming up right now. And meanwhile, I will go over here and play the music and the guitar because that is what I do here at the barbershop.
Ah, it's so nice to see you. Welcome to the Starkey Cetera Barbershop and your virtual haircut. I'd like to start the demonstration by moving over to your right-hand side and picking up this bag. If you just hold still for a second, I'll put this bag over your head. Just like that. The bag over the top of the head. And now I'll take the bag off. There we go. The only reason I did that is because all of the fancy barbershops do that. What you're listening to as I move off to your right here and very quickly wash my hands. Manuel, could you get that, please?
Yes.
Ah, thank you, Manuel. Let me finish washing my hands here. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Ah, there we go. Ah, yes. As I was saying, all we are doing is using your head as the listening point. And we have two microphones, one on either side of the head, in the same position as where your left and your right ears are. Your brain is doing all of the work, telling you where the sounds are coming from. Okay, I'll go get the scissors. It's nice and sharp. Now, as I begin the clipping, and I bring the clippers closer to your ear, very close to the right ear, follow me as I move around the back of the head, to the left ear, and up and over the top of the head. Okay. Now, you can get the same effect better with the electric razor. I'll first bring it close to your right ear. With the purpose, and around the back.
Oh, God.
And onto your left. Yes. I think that looks wonderful. Manuel, what do you think?
So that's basically the end of the virtual haircut.
Wow, well, thanks for that.
When that razor comes close.
Yeah, like you can pretty much feel it.
You can feel it in your ear. It's such a strange sensation.
Wow.
Ugh.
Audio illusions.
Audio illusions. I got one more, but it's different. It's more of a visual one, but it's still, it's credible. It's definitely worth mentioning. Now, you've heard about this before or seen it.
Yeah.
But, so it takes some of the punch out of it, but honestly, I just got to show you this. It's just crazy. Okay, this one revolves around an Aphex Twin song from their EP Window Licker. You can hear it in the background. Aphex Twin writes crazy music.
Yeah.
So it's a long song, blah, blah, blah. It's like this. It has drums that come in. Lots of weird patterns and
yeah, like he's usually all about the
he's a screwed up guy. This guy owns a tank. He owns a tank. He lives in London and he has a large farm pasture and he owns a tank.
I once found a place on I think it was eBay where you could buy a tank. An auction for tanks.
Buy a tank on eBay.
Yeah.
So first of all, what I did here. Is I downloaded a Spectrum Analyzer.
Yes.
And it's just a really fancy tool. Like, I record some music, but I don't use Spectrum Analyzers when I'm mixing it. It allows you to see, like, a visual representation. Like, it's not even worth explaining. Not even worth explaining what it is. But basically, the best way to do it is just to show you a picture of what a normal song looks like in a Spectrum Analyzer.
So you're not like, ripping a picture or like just grabbing a picture of this on the internet.
No, I'm doing this right now, and maybe we can post screenshots of what I'm doing if you don't want to try it at home. But I downloaded this program. I downloaded this program. It's like a 30-day free trial. It's called Overtone Analyzer Live. We can link to it. So if you actually want to do it, it's really easy to do, and it's crazy.
How is a program like that live? What makes it live?
I don't know. Real time. So anyways, I'm just going to open up a song that we played earlier, the You're Too Cool song by the Zalos, and we're just going to look at it. Can you describe what that looks like for the people?
It looks like kind of like a trippy colored barcode.
Yeah.
I guess you could say.
Yeah, it uses these color grades, and it's like mountains and valleys, and, you know, like what sounds, basically like, what like a waveform looks like.
Yeah.
And you can zoom in and see more detail. You know, you can go like right into a part. You know, there's a lot of detail in there.
Yeah. Oh wow, there is a lot of detail in there. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's neat. Huh. And so you can use this to see what maybe like frequencies of your songs are jagged and sticking out. It's like a mastering tool.
A lot of people use this to see if it's like a transcoded.
That's another example. Yeah, if you're downloading MP3s, you can tell if it's a legitimate high quality one or faked.
Yeah, because the spectrum is way down there.
Exactly. It shows you all the frequencies from, you know, 20 to like up to upwards of 22,000.
Cool tool, man.
Yeah, it's a cool tool.
Just like from the 80s.
Actually, while we're talking about frequencies, let's just take a break from the Aphex Twin for a moment.
Please, man.
Since you brought up transcoded things, we're speaking of frequencies, you know. When you get like a shitty quality MP3 rip of an album, it's like everything's cut off above a certain height.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're
compressing the whole thing.
And down. So the highs, you lose like, you know, like the cymbals a lot and the airiness of anything.
You know, a lot of people listen to MP3s like that these days.
And, yeah, that's our culture.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show about that.
Yeah, whoa.
So,
hey, we've never done a themed show.
I mean,
we have the animal themes, but we've never done like a...
I know, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. So go on with the...
Okay, here's the thing.
...thing you're doing.
When you're born, you can hear between 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz, which sounds like this. And you might notice that you didn't hear anything there. Because after you're around 15 or 16 years old, it goes down to 18,000. And a few years later, the highest frequency you can hear goes down to 16. And this continues down to 12,000.
That's terrifying.
It is. So what I have to play for you here is a cell phone ringtone that is designed only for teens to hear.
Oh, God.
Playing now. Can you hear that?
Sort of.
Yeah, you can hear it's bizarre. Anyways, back to Aphex Twin. Yeah, so it's crazy. Frequencies are crazy. It's crazy when you get into the science of digital audio.
Yeah, so back to Aphex Twin.
Back to Aphex Twin. Now, this song, actually, I can't pronounce the name of the song because it is a long mathematical equation.
Oh, yeah.
That actually turns out to be a Japanese symbol. The word symbol, but painted as a Japanese symbol.
Okay.
So, first of all, you look at this. I pulled it up, this Aphex Twin song, and it's different. Rather than peaks and valleys, it's a giant plateau, and then...
Yeah, a little ramp off
spikes.
Of
spikes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a plateau, and if you were to jump off the plateau, you fall into spikes.
You fall into spikes, which wouldn't be fun.
So, be like actually, Mortal that's Kombat. Not an accurate representation. I'll show you the whole song.
It'd be like Mortal Kombat.
That's actually the whole song there.
Oh, okay, so you're cheating me out of the whole
Yeah,
song.
I was wrong. We were
okay.
zoomed in.
Okay.
So, yeah, it looks different. It's very solid, and then it has these kind of beams going up to space at the top.
Yeah.
And you can play around with the contrast and stuff to try to get a better look at things. I'm just going to do this for my next effect. Now, I'm going to jump ahead a bit because it's a long song.
Right.
So we're coming up now to the end of the song, and it's just a climax of noise, basically. And I'm going to show you what this part of the song looks like. There we go, that's the end of the song. So, it was basically just a bunch of noise, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to zoom in. Oops, we're going to zoom in to that end part.
I'm so excited now. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, if you look...
Oh, man.
There is a...
Is that a...
A crazy... Alien face.
A face in it?
Like, it's... Maybe you need to look closer at it, but seriously, it is... It's pretty scary.
So there's a face in that big scream there.
What we were talking about just a few minutes ago, that was just peaks and valleys, random noise of color, is now like a vividly a face. Scary
face. This guy obviously did this on purpose.
Yeah, like, that's... Ah, oh, it's amazing.
How do you think? Do you think he has a program where he can draw this?
Or I do. Like... I think that's how he's doing it. It's just terrifying.
Yeah.
To see that in what is normally just a random chaotic image.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's cool. I wonder. Do you think it would be possible to like have pictures like that but make it music as opposed to like noise?
I don't know. That's a good question. If Richard D. James is listening,
tell us.
Tell us.
Or maybe try it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a challenge.
Yeah, maybe he's probably already done it, though.
Yeah, probably.
If it's possible.
I'm sure you could look it up.
But anyways, that was Musical Illusions.
Holy smokes, thanks.
Yeah, oh, it's, you know what, it's probably time we go to a commercial.
Yeah. Hey, I got my haircut, which I needed, so.
Oh, perfect, yeah. Let's go to a commercial now.
Okay.
This week's episode of Two Guys Being Animals has been brought to you by listeners like you. Thanks, buddies.
Aw, that's nice.
Aw, jeez. Aw.
That's a nice one.
Thanks.
So what should we talk about?
You want to hear a funny story now that we've done this crazy shit?
Let's hear some comedy.
Okay. The title is Once in a Black and Blue Moon. It's in Berlin.
Okay.
On the rails of Berlin.
Mm.
Yeah. A German man... mooning at a railway staff in a departing train got his trousers caught in a carriage door and ended up being dragged half naked along the platform out of the station and onto the track. It goes on to say the 22-year-old journalism student shoved his backside against the window of a low-slung double-decker train while staff forced him off in Landenbrock. For traveling without a ticket. That's they shoved him off the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And he wasn't badly hurt.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
But Maybe it serves him right.
It seems like you'd have to get way too close to a train so that when you're mooning it,
that's true.
Your pants get caught in the door. Like that he's pretty much pressed right up against the window then.
Yeah, that's you bring a good point.
Yeah.
You bring up a good point.
Can you think of any other way?
No.
Maybe a wallet chain?
It could be a chain, yeah. Chain. I could see that happening.
Yeah. But then you could just ditch your wallet and you'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, this was in Germany?
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't Derry Howard.
Oh, maybe it was. He's been riding a lot of rails lately.
Exactly. What if he was playing a prank?
Derek.
So, Derek, I hope that wasn't you.
But I kind of hope it was at the same time.
Yeah, I hope it was too, actually. I'm just lying.
I mean, because the article clearly states that nobody got hurt. Wait, didn't it say it was a... Hold on a sec. Let me go back there.
Uh-oh. We caught you, Derek.
It said... Oh, journalism student.
Maybe he said that.
Maybe. Oh, that's something you would do. Derek would do. Wow, okay, you're busted, I'm afraid. So, I guess we should get to some emails at this point then. I'm sure you have one or two.
Well, I have one.
So, it was really all the comments were the star of the show this week.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, I love getting comments.
Me too.
We got two.
Two comments.
And it's like, it's not a lot, but it's the quality that really counts.
That's
here.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rock and roll, as they say in some places.
Rock and roll.
Thanks. Thanks for doing that in a cooler voice for me.
Hey, man. Okay. We got two comments.
Yeah. Read one of them.
Okay, I got the first one here. It's from Nate the Crawfish.
Nice.
Who you might note is a new writer. We've never had a message from Nate the Crawfish.
I think it's all explained in the comment.
Okay. I first heard about your show on The Tech Guy, and I've been hooked ever since. After listening through all of your previous episodes, I found myself still wanting more. You guys are very funny, and the whole concept of becoming different animals each week is really fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it weren't for that clever idea, I probably would have missed out on a great podcast, and I'm very glad I didn't. I've hidden in the shadows for some time now, but your discussion on age in this week's show has drawn me out. I'm 15 years old, and I've listened to podcasts since I was about 12. I think it's great that the two of you are so inviting to listeners of various ages, because most of the time, people on the internet view someone of my age as inevitably immature and obnoxious, which is usually an accurate assumption. It's nice feeling welcome. Keep up the great show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, man.
That is awesome.
Wow.
He's very well spoken.
Yeah, he is. He is. I don't think I was that literate at 15, honestly.
Yeah, no, thank you for the very nice email or comment. It's very nice.
I remember I had a website for my band around that age, and I had this big rant about like anarchy and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a anarchy. Punk rock band.
Mr. Gone.
Yeah, Mr. Gone was the name of it. It was cool. It was a lot of fun, but I was terrible at writing.
Yeah, this is a very nicely written note. Yeah. And so thanks for listening. We're glad that people have heard us on Leo Laporte's show, The Tech Guy.
Yeah, that too. That's cool. You know what I wanted to mention about this?
What?
You grazed over the word internets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of like that that's happening now. It's just it's gone so far, like this ridiculous kind of ironic slang has gone so far into people's subconscious that's just like something that's normally said now. The internets.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Because that's really not proper grammar.
True. Yeah, so thank you so much to Nate the Crawfish. Where do you live, Nate? You didn't tell us where you live. But other than that, great email.
Kind of curious about that.
Who knows where he lives, really?
Anywhere.
Maybe
it's one of these people. There's like, we have three people that are under 15, apparently.
Three people, yeah.
Nice.
According to the most recent count. There's one from Sheila.
Yes.
It's also a longer one. It's cool. I like that we're getting like messages on
them. Yeah, it's great.
A tiger and an ostrich joined a bear and a rainbow trout for drinks in a cabin in the woods.
As they do.
There was video evidence. Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine that scenario?
Oh, jeez.
A tiger.
That's a live show. Let's go camping. We'll get one of those. What is it called? Something 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 card that you put in the USB and it's a cell phone.
Oh yeah, yeah,
I
know.
Network.
The satellite
portable Wi-Fi
thing. Yeah.
We'll get one of those and a laptop. We'll go camping in the boonies.
Yeah.
With Sheila the Rainbow Trout and Tomek the Bear.
Yeah.
Is that what Sheila is still?
Yeah, she's still a Rainbow Trout.
And we will record a live show. Okay,
I'd love to go camping.
Sorry, go on.
No, this is good. This is good.
Okay.
There was video evidence. However, a certain Chris accidentally deleted all the content from the camera. She was trying to be inconspicuous with the true identity of the person who deleted it.
Ouch.
I think she might have given it away. She might have given a little too much information. A certain Chris. Makes me sad. Frowny face. Also, you guys should always remember to include the number for your voicemail in the show. On the off chance that a very intoxicated rainbow trout and bear find a sweet spot for cellular phone reception and plot a means by which to remember the number and call. Sheila the Rainbow Trout.
We kind of, we jumped the shark on that one.
You're the one that keeps not wanting to give our contact.
You're right, you're right. You're absolutely right. I kind of was thinking that we were mentioning it too much.
No, man. That's, you gotta tell them. You never know when a new listener's on the show, right?
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
So,
although really, if Tomek wasn't so drunk, he could have just texted me and asked me the phone number, and I would have been happy to oblige it. But
that would have been a good...
Perhaps good he was a drunk
go,
bear.
Because
I'm
we
sure
know
he
these
was.
People personally. So
right. But no, you're right. This has taught me.
Yeah.
Well, just for that.
Want to speak your mind? Change the world? Avenge something? Call the TGBA voicemail line and talk to us. 1-360-339-7922. Long distance charges may apply.
There you go, folks.
Avenge something.
Do you want to avenge something today? Perhaps you could call us and tell us.
I love it. That's cool. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so if that's not a clear representation of what our phone number is, I don't know what is.
I don't know.
Are you done with that one?
Yeah, that's the end.
Okay. Let's move over to Facebook. We never talk about Facebook.
Sure. Why not?
We've got a couple discussions going on. And before I get to the discussions, we got some new members here, I'll be honest. Let's take a look here.
Or are you going to
be
deceitful?
I'm being honest right now. Let me tell you who some of our new members are, and we can greet them together. For one, we have someone named David Murray Elliott from Kelowna.
Welcome, David Murray Elliott from
Seriously,
Kelowna.
I have no idea who that is. Someone named Patrick Vance from Kelowna. Welcome.
Patrick Vance from Kelowna.
How about Leela Verkirk?
Vancouver.
Welcome, Leela Verkirk.
Maybe we shouldn't be saying their full names.
Well, you can go on the... fucking thing and see what they're
we got from. Marika Gregg from Kelowna.
Welcome, Marika
Gregg. Who are all these people? We got someone named Howie Marin from Kelowna. Honestly, who are these Kelowna people?
I don't know. Somebody from Kelowna is spreading the word. We're from Kelowna.
We're from Kelowna, but we don't know these people. We got Sheena Clark from somewhere. Chris Lind. That guy has called our show and he attempted to talk about pipe smoking, but got cut off and did not call back.
Right. I vaguely remember that.
This one I like. This is Thomas Kapinski. He looks like a distinguished man from Suffolk County, New York.
Welcome, Thomas.
Alistair McKinnon, University of Calgary.
Welcome, Alistair.
That's all.
That's all.
But seriously, I do not know who those people are. And what I'm doing now is I'm opening all their Facebook pages and seeing what mutual friends we have to see who the culprit is. And you know what?
Who is it?
Oh, man. This guy. It's Jordan.
It's Jordan Fraser.
Jordan Fraser?
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's written in before to the show. And every single one of these people I don't know is friends with Jordan.
Wow.
What
thanks, Jordan.
A guy. Jordan, you've really done... Jordan... You really have done yourself, Jordan. You really have done yourself this time.
That sounds sinister.
Jordan, you really have done yourself. This is awesome. Like, I don't know
sounds
who these
sinister.
People are at all.
Is there any new activity on the Facebook, or is it stagnant?
Well, I haven't seen that stuff.
No, well, the people, obviously.
And then
a while ago, I asked
what's going on at Commercial and Broadway.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Trevor Berry, he's also known as Trevor the Burrowing Owl.
Right.
Has replied and says, it's the beginning of the hostile bear takeover. They're rounding up all of society's best performers into one place so they can quickly and efficiently maul all of them at once.
That's actually a reasonable assumption.
crazy. And we also have a beard thread that's doing very well.
Yeah, that's fun.
There's all sorts of crazy beards.
Check out the Facebook page, why don't you?
Yeah, it's getting pretty sweet, you guys. Yeah. So thank you to all our new Colonian listeners, and thanks to Jordan for apparently telling them about our show. Oh, you know what? We should appoint Catherine and Trevor to officers on the list because they are assigned to the correspondents.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We already have a couple of officers other than myself and you, who are deemed Shuki and Luki.
Yeah.
We also have Sheila as an early adopter and my mom as most letters written in.
We do need scientific advisors on the...
Yeah, well, we already used their services, so we might as well appoint them to
that's true.
The status.
That's
you
true,
know?
We really should.
So by the time you're hearing this, Trevor and Catherine, welcome to the force.
And it ain't the dark side.
Yeah, so we already gave the voicemail, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the Facebook.
And the Facebook.
You just gotta go on Facebook.
Yeah, you can also email us at twoguysbeinganimals@gmail.com.
And don't forget to Twitter us.
Ah, yes.
Twitter.com/TGBA.
That's right.
Or as they say on other shows, @TGBA.
That's correct.
They never give the full listing because they assume that you might already know to go to Twitter.
That's right. We're also starting something new, which is streaming our show live. And it actually coincides perfectly with our next episode, which is to be a Windows 7 party. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up our good friend here, the Seahorse's laptop, at an optimal place. He has a webcam and a microphone. And at the very least, if not more, you'll be able to act as if you're sitting in the corner of our Windows 7 party and listen to everything that's going on and see it.
Yeah. Aren't we going to try and get this thing streaming like on a regular basis now?
Yes, yes. And yeah. But I'm just thinking in the first episode, we can just use your laptop and just capture the
that'd
party.
Yeah, that'd be a blast.
But yeah, in the future, we're just going to try to record every show and then you can come and chat with us.
Yeah.
You can say stuff to us.
Yeah, and you'll hear all of our like, because we cut the show a lot and like go off and go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, and make drinks.
Yeah, make drinks.
So you will hear all that because it is live on the internet. And you can get to this by going to stickam.com/TGBA.
And it's also on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Ours, that is. So that's it. That's what we did this week.
That's exactly what we did. Thanks for listening. This week I was a Dumbo octopus.
I was a seahorse.
And what's your guys being animals?
Two guys being animals. Two guys being animals. We're a couple of guys. A couple is two. We're not telling lies. We're telling the truth. Two guys being animals.